Fortunately, not this weekend. How is the foot?
Yeah, I broke my ankle. That's a lot of mayonnaise on that. It's like a little chip in the bottom of your fit. But
just for Melbourne fans who have just driven off the road, we need to be clear, you don't have a broken ankle.
I like the story of courageously playing with a broken ankle, great. So I don't mind pushing that narrative, but no, it is a chip. They say it's like a badly torn ankle. I say it's like a broken bone. So
was it not a chipped fibula?
Chipped fib, down the bottom. Right down the bottom where it obviously meets the ankle.
Where it meets the ankle.
Yeah, I'm not. What? That's the joint where then the foot would then come out.
So, I think we're asking the three wrong people. Here.
I've always thought the ankle was above the foot. Just
and,
me.
And there's phalanges there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Did it hurt when you did it? That might be a stupid question.
Yeah,
but
it did. It was right before half time, which meant it sort of went unnoticed.
Yeah,
because I was able to sort of I had a fight at half at a little scuffle at half time, and then made my way down to the rooms, and then got it taped and whatnot, and tried to get it assessed, and then the third quarter was pretty bad.
You're in the moon boot though. They are not very nice to wear, but look gross too.
Have you worn many?
I had a 3-year period where I had. I think it was only 2.5 months out of them.
Yeah, right.
And I was having ceremonial burnings until the club started complaining because they had to buy new ones, and they're quite expensive.
I actually don't think they do much, personally.
Nah.
But I am wearing a moon boot because that gives you the best chance for the earliest recovery possible.
Right. And, well, speaking of recovery, you projected a week. I think your coach might have come out and said that was slightly optimistic.
Yep.
What's the update for the fans?
We're having fun. I think he's got a presser tomorrow, so I feel like putting him under the pump again.
Yes.
back tomorrow.
Back tomorrow. Great.
No, when do we play? We'll play Saturday. They give you the doctors and the physios give you the goal of 2 to 3 weeks, and any athlete will go, all right, you're on. Let's try and beat that. And that's my mindset, but obviously 2 to 3 weeks seems like what it'll be, which is 2 weeks to the dot is actually the Fremantle game, which is next week. That's Sunday to Sunday game. But I'm not sure if that's how their mind's working. They're talking about two games.
Yeah.
My job is to literally not worry about what game I'm returning. It's to get out of the boot and I can run straight away and no swelling. And if I can get that done as early as possible, that means I'm beating them.
How many people have cracked the sads on your social media about their super coach? Because I'll tell you what, with you out of my super coach team, it's a real issue for me at the moment. And I know it's an issue for a few people in this office as well.
Well, I've had to be fair, they've been getting at me in the last sort of fortnight. I had a rough score up in Brisbane. I sort of got tagged out of that game. I like to say tagged. It's probably just a ruck played on me. I was sort of on my way. At half time, I was going pretty well and then didn't get a kick in the third quarter. Well, got one kick and then... So my super coach fans haven't been a fan of me the last couple of weeks.